Prescott, WW. Daniels. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 16, 1905. Dear Brethren Prescott and Daniels, I received your letter this noon, but I do not wish to telegraph. The men who sustain Dr. Kellogg are in a half-mesmerized condition and do not understand the condition of the man. They honestly believe that he is to be trusted. But the spirit of satanic deception is upon him, and he will work any deception possible. He has been presented to me as exulting that he could hoodwink our people and get possession of all the property in Battle Creek. But what can we do with any of that property? What can we do in holding property in Battle Creek? We cannot utilize it without keeping men employed to counterwork Dr. Kellogg. And will this pay? But I have no advice to give in the matter. I have lost all hope of Dr. Kellogg. He is, I fully believe, past the day of his reprieve. I have not written him a line for about 1 year. I am instructed not to write to him. I have been reading over the matter given me for him, and the light is that we must call our people to a decision. God calls for every jot and tittle of influence to be placed on the side of truth and righteousness. We are to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. Let us now, as never before, humble our hearts before God. Let us work in faith, bearing a testimony under the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Let us devote more time to prayer. I have put in print most decided testimonies. A volume of lies will be circulated to counteract the very work God would have me do. But guard the outposts. Let every precaution be taken. Let us watch and pray. Ask, and ye shall receive. John 16, verse 24. We must have increased faith. We must watch unto prayer. I know that our God is a strong defense, and that he will lift up for us a standard against the enemy. My brethren, you and I must not lose our faith in God. Every man is being tested and tried. Will we bear a clean-cut testimony, and in the spirit of the great teacher, be determined to seek the Lord? Let us cultivate faith. We are not meeting men, but satanic agencies, and we must lay hold upon the power that is mighty to save to the uttermost all who come unto him. Work and watch and pray. Our work is to bring sound doctrine into actual contact with men's souls, that it may produce sound practice. The form of sound words is to be prized above every earthly thing. But unless these words are carried on in pure principles, what is the value of them? We must now look for battles, but we must not be disheartened, afraid, or ashamed. The heart searcher knows that men are perpetrating sin, regardless of their souls. We have talked of the time of trouble. Well, it is hastening on. Watch unto prayer.